A new report says naval forces from West Africa have improved their ability to deal with robberies on the high seas. But it says pirates are changing the targets of their attacks. Instead of simply robbing ships, the attackers are now kidnapping sailors and demanding payment for their release. The report comes from the nonprofit International Maritime Bureau. The group follows crimes at sea. Although piracy is decreasing worldwide, the International Maritime Bureau says attacks on shipping are increasing in West Africa. The area has some of the world's most dangerous waterways. The group said that 2 of 3 ship hijackings reported during the first 3 months of 2016 happened in the Gulf of Guinea. Pirates kidnapped 44 sailors in the Gulf during this period. An anti-piracy group called Oceans Beyond Piracy reported that pirates in the Gulf of Guinea are increasingly taking hostages. Matthew Woljay is the lead author of the group's report. He says hostages are often taken to Nigeria's Niger Delta area and held there until a ransom is paid. That is a change from past years, he says. Pirates used to attack ships and take their cargo and fuel. Woljay says one reason for the change is that taking goods from ships takes too much time. In addition, West African navies have improved their ability to deal with ship hijackings.
The time that it takes means that it's more likely to be interdicted, which then reduces the possibility of success.
Kidnapping sailors, he says, appears to be faster and less risky for the pirates.
It takes a little bit longer from start to finish, but the actual incident itself is shorter, and the likelihood of success is higher.
Hostage taking, however, involves more violence. Last year, 23 people were killed in incidents of piracy in the Gulf of Guinea. Woljay says that local navies are getting better at fighting piracy. He gave the example of an incident last February when the navies of Ghana, Togo, and Nigeria tracked a hijacked ship. The ship was eventually raided and most of the sailors rescued by the Nigerian Navy.
The response is getting better, and this may be a temporary uptick.
Woljay said a long-term solution to the issue would be for governments to do more to try arrested pirates. I'm Mario Ritter.